We're joined by a quarterback for the Oakland Raiders, already a two-time Pro Bowler. He led the Raiders to their first playoff appearance since 2002. Over 3,900 yards passing, 28 passing touchdowns last season. He was the 36th pick overall in 2014 out of Fresno State. The Raiders open up at Tennessee. September 10th, it is a CBS game. Derek Carr is my guest. Derek, it's awesome to have you back. How are you?
Oh, Jim, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you, Derek. Thanks for doing it. The team is coming off a season, Derek, where it reached the playoffs for the first time in more than a decade, and you've added some nice pieces. Knowing that, how pumped are you then to get to training camp and start working on the coming season?
Yeah, you know, it's such an exciting time. You know, it really is to have all the pieces that we've added, all the guys coming back from last year and the year before, and just to see, you know, how much our team has grown in just, you know, the past, you know, 3 or 4 years is phenomenal. You know, the expectation level is different. The culture is different. And so it's a very exciting time for us in our organization. But at the same time, you know, it's not very exciting if you don't go put the work in. So we have a lot of work to do. You know, like, you know, I said, you know, to somebody the other day, I said, we didn't even beat the Chiefs last year. You know, so we have a lot to do to get better as a football team, and it starts in training camp.
Raiders quarterback Derek Carr joins us. Derek, one of the additions, of course, is Marshawn Lynch. What was your reaction when you heard that news, and what's it been like working with him so far?
Yeah, man, it was just amazing. You know, we got on the phone really quick and, you know, soon after, and began to build our relationship and those things. And, you know, I think ever since then, he doesn't even call me. We just FaceTime. He wants to see my face every time I talk to him. So, you know, just building that, you know, running back quarterback relationship, because we're standing by each other the whole game. And it's been amazing. You know, not only, you know, we all know what he can do as a player, and we've all seen it, you know, on our team through OTAs and those things. But it's just the leadership he brings and the mentality, you know, grabbing the young running backs and watching film with them and teaching them what he sees and all those kind of things. I mean, he's done a great job of coming in and helping our team get better.
Derek Carr, our guest. So, Derek, what was it like to lead the team back to the postseason and knowing what that meant to Raider Nation, only to have the opportunity to play in the postseason ripped away from you because of a broken leg against the Colts?
Yeah, it was hard, man. Not gonna lie, it was really hard to sit there and watch. But I did get joy out of you know, being able to help lead our team back to the playoffs and say, you know, here you go, fans. You know, at least we got back. At least we're heading back that way. And so, you know, those moments right there meant everything, and it was a lot of fun. But like you said, you know, broke my ankle. You know, you know, many people look at it different ways. I looked at it as, you know, it's just a broken ankle. I was blessed that it wasn't worse. And so, keeping that mindset and keeping, you know, my attitude the right way and my faith, you know, knowing that everything was going to be all right, you know, kept me going, you know, to be honest. So really looking forward to getting back out there, though, this year.
You know, there's always a way that you got to approach something like that. For instance, when an athlete suffers an injury, there's always that question about what's the tougher part of the comeback, the physical side or the mental side. I know you've done a lot of drills where you've dropped back to pass and had coaches throwing bags at your feet and your legs. So what's it done for you from a mental standpoint in terms of your confidence in the leg and getting ready for the traffic that you know you'll face in the pocket?
Yeah, you know, I think the first thing you know, that I was really worried about was just the physical part. Mentally, you know, I remember after my surgery, I had, you know, fallen asleep and taken a nap. I woke up, and my wife said, check your phone. And I checked my phone, and Kobe Bryant had tweeted me and said, come back, you know, better than ever, come back stronger than ever. And that right there, the whole mindset for me, it turned on right then. You know, it was time to stop napping. It was time to start rehabbing. So I just started to wiggle my toes, move my ankle as much as I could, you know, in my cast and all those things. And that part was easy. So the mental side, because Kobe's my favorite athlete of all time, you know, for someone to, you know, their favorite athlete reach out and tell them that, I mean, what more motivation could you want, you know? And so mentally it was good, but physically that was the hardest part, was just, you know, dropping back for the first time, you know, during OTAs, you know, feeling that rush for the first time and having to step up in the pocket really hard and trust it. And to be honest, it felt stronger. So I think that gave me a lot of confidence this offseason, knowing that, yeah, actually with that plate in there, it actually feels better.
Yeah, that's a great story, Derek. So of all guys, I mean, somebody as a professional athlete who's having the kind of success and career you have, I'm curious, why was Kobe your guy of all guys?
He is he's the most competitive person I could ever find. His drive, his work ethic, were unmatched, and that is how I view, you know, my game ever since I was little. Is I am gonna, I don't care who you put next to me. I don't care who you put, you know, in the same place as I am. I'm gonna outwork you. I'm gonna bite your head off to try and win that game. Now, do you win them all? No, but there's no doubt in my mind that more times than not, or eventually, I'm gonna end up getting better, and I'm gonna end up, biting your head off. And I just that whole mindset and mentality I saw in Kobe was something that I wanted, and so I watched him, watched every game, you know, watched every interview, everything, to just learn how he got his mind to that place and tried to emulate it.
Derek Carr joining us. You know, Derek, last month the team took some time off from OTAs and you hit up a go-kart track. I'd ask you about that, but I want to ask you about something else, because that's not the only karting that you've done recently. Earlier in the offseason, you and your brother David did some karting with a 15-year-old boy who is being treated for lymphoma as part of an event for Valley Children's Hospital. It's, of course, the same hospital where your son Dallas was treated shortly after he was born. So knowing how much that hospital meant to you and your family, what does it mean to you to be able to give back and support it the way you have?
Oh, man, that's right. And, you know, like you said, that's where, you know, our son was, you know, so we know that feeling. You know, we know that feeling as parents. We know that feeling, obviously, for our child. And so any time that, you know, we can go back to Valley Children's and just make someone smile, you know, cheer somebody up, put our arms around them, love on them, pray with them, you know, whatever we can do to just be there and love on them. Because I tell you what, you know, a lot of times, when you're in situations like that, people forget about the parents too. So, you know, my brother and I and my wife, when we go back there, we try not only to, you know, bless the kid's life, and obviously they're excited because, you know, they're a Raider fan, or maybe they're just a football fan, you know, and they just want to see someone. You know, to be honest, some of these kids just like people that are tall. So when you walk in there, they're just like, wow, that's really cool, you know. So anything that we could do to make them happy or smile, but at the same time be there for the parents as well. Because we know that feeling firsthand. So it's very close to our heart, and it's something that we'll do for the rest of our life.
Raiders quarterback Derek Carr joins us for a few more moments. So, of course, there's no way that I let you go without asking you about Dallas. In fact, how are both your boys doing these days?
Yeah, thank you, man. Yeah, you always care, man. So they're doing great. Dallas, we just had his birthday party because he turns 4 when I'm in training camp. So we had his birthday party. He got to swim and hang out with all his cousins and everybody. So he had a great time. And then Decker, he just turned 16 months. And that kid, he's almost as big as his 4-year-old brother. I don't know what he's going to do. Maybe he's going to come off the edge. I had Uncle Khalil teaching him some pass rush moves. So we'll see.
Super. Maybe he's going to come off the edge. So is if the offseason, and it's great to hear that about both boys, if the offseason was not busy enough, we haven't had a chance to talk about the fact that the team is moving to Las Vegas. So why don't you leave us with that thought? I know what it meant to you and what it means to you to play in Oakland, but is there a part of you that feels like at least a decision has been made and all that speculation is now over?
Yeah, I think it just lets everyone know, like, where we stand. You know, the uncertainty, I think, is harder. You know, I know that leaving is not easy by any stretch of means. You know, it's nothing that anybody wanted. You know, everyone loves Oakland. We love our city. And, you know, thank the Lord we have a couple of years to spend here still, you know, and try and bring a championship home. But we do know that that one day we will be going to Vegas. So we feel the excitement from those fans, but we feel the pain and we feel the hurt that our fans have here at home. And, you know, that's why we're going to do everything in our power to win the AFC West and bring a championship home, you know, back to Oakland before we leave.
Derek Carr is a 2-time Pro Bowler. He led the Raiders to their first playoff appearance since 2002, and they opened up their season at Tennessee on September 10th. Derek, so good to have you back. Great to talk to you as always, and I appreciate it. Thanks so much, Derek.
Always. Thank you, Jim.
Have a great day, my man. Talk to you soon. Derek Carr, Raiders quarterback. Got so much to like in that. So much to like about him as a leader and a player and a guy who fronts for the Raider Nation. That story about Kobe Bryant was something, though, that he got that text and said, that's it, I got to get going. I got to start moving. I got to get going. That's my guy right there telling me he's watching. Raider fan, your thoughts on that? Derek Carr saying, hey, listen, we love Oakland. It's going to be tough to leave, but we're still here for a couple of more years. Let's try and get a championship before we go.